from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you. Let's head to Kauffman Stadium right now to be joined by Josh Furtner, our Royals insider, to talk about the very thrilling win yesterday that the Royals had 2-1 over the Guardians. Vern, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing excellent. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I want to start with this, and you and I have talked about this, and we just were talking about it prior to you hopping on. I give Royals fans a lot of credit. Yesterday was not about dollar hot dogs. It was not about fireworks. This was not Big Slick Weekend. Yesterday was about come see your team play an important baseball game. And the fact that they got 23,000 people out there is really exciting to me about what this weekend can mean. You got Bo Jackson on Saturday. You got a big game tonight, fireworks. I'm expecting some really big crowds and a lot of enthusiasm this weekend at Kauffman Stadium.
Yeah, you certainly would expect it, as yesterday was the most or the highest attended Thursday night game of the season for the Royals, the highest Thursday attended game since opening day. You should have a packed house, and honestly, you should have a series victory. You have pocket aces going Saturday and Sunday with Reagans and Lugo. So, listen, if they're going to come out, you better reward them if you want them to come back. And Royals are certainly lined up to take 3 or 4.
Vern, my open today to the show was, you have talked a lot about this, and we've had these conversations over the course of the season about what the Royals' formula is. And I think we saw it over the course of this week. Their last two games, how they've won. They have had incredible starting pitching so far this week. Their starting pitchers have given you 24 2/3 inning. They have given up 3 runs, 30 strikeouts, just 5 walks, and they have a 1.09 ERA. And, I mean, these last two games against the Marlins and against the Guardians, Guardians. They have had one inning where you better get your money. You better score in this inning. You have to make this count. They got five runs a couple of days ago against the Guardians, and they got the two runs that they needed yesterday. When an opportunity presented itself for them to go in, they went out and they did that.
Yeah, they did it because of the base running ability and the defense. You know, to me, it's not so much of the offense capitalizing on their one opportunity. It's more of a reflection of that starting pitching that you're talking about, keeping the team in the game as both Michael Wacha and Brady Singer faced adversity, but were able to make big pitches in big moments. But you look at that two-run sixth inning yesterday by the Royals offense that was the game. That doesn't happen if the Cleveland right fielder properly plays that line drive off of the bat of Kyle Isbell. That could have been the first out, and it's another scoreless, punchless inning from this Royals offense. On the flip side, you know, Hunter Renfro helps Michael Wacha out in a big way as he throws out Jose Ramirez in the third inning. Kyle Isbell with a long run, an amazing play in center field in the fourth. MJ Melendez up against the wall in left field in the fifth inning. So the defense is why it was a one-run game in the sixth inning. It's, you know, the defense, the base running, it's the reason why it was a one-run game in the eighth inning. And when you have Bobby and Michael, Vinny and Salvi, when you have guys that aren't afraid of the big moment, if you're down by one and you have elite team speed and you play elite defense, I think the other team's going to blink before the Royals' defense or base running ability, before they blink. And that's happened twice over the past 48 hours. You could dive deeper into the numbers. The Royals' rotation right now, sixth lowest ERA in Major League Baseball. That's even after a very rough start to the month of June. The defense is top five in Major League Baseball in outs above average, in WAR, in really whatever you want to dive into. And then base running wise, they're top five in Major League Baseball. And in all three of those facets, the rotation, the defense, and the base running ability, they're the best in the division. So when you take that to the field, it levels all playing field. It's the great equalizer. So I understand that Cleveland comes to Kansas City after taking two of three against the mighty Orioles. But when you're facing this rotation, when the Royals defense isn't giving you an extra 90 feet or an additional out, and when the Royals are taking the extra 90 feet and making you pay for when you make a defensive miscue, that's why you see 23,000, in my opinion, show up on a Thursday night, because you know you're going to be entertained, and you have a really strong feeling that our guys are going to win.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. You're joining us on the show today. Vern, this is a side point, but goes along the conversation that we're having. I'm sure you've seen a lot of people talk about momentum and how they don't believe that it exists in sports. I just don't know how you can say that, especially if you watch the last two Royals games. Like, we were talking about striking your opportunity and making the most of your opportunity. I mean, you see Bobby Witt Jr. get that triple, and then you could kind of feel, yeah, all right, hey, we got a chance to win this game. And then Vinny Pasquantino gets a hit, and then Mikel Garcia. I mean, we saw the exact same thing happen yesterday. I mean, Kyle Isbell puts you in a position. It gets the team all fired up. It rallies the team. And then the Royals can scratch across a couple of runs. That's the one thing that I think this team has done. Sure, their offense has some problems, but you have had guys step up when needed most.
Yeah, and I think that, again, is a reflection of the team speed, because when you have Bobby Witt Jr. on second base, on third base, it's breathing on the pitchers, you know, the back of their neck. They know that a infielder, an infield dribbler is going to score Bobby from third. Shoot, an infield knock could score him from second base. Now, momentum within the game, yeah, I'm with you 100%. There's no doubt about it, especially when you have a raucous crowd. And Kansas City's always done a great job of, if there's 13,000 and it's a big game, they can make it sound like 23,000. Last night, 23 sounded like 33. So, yeah, that can loom over a pitcher, and certainly they can pucker up and crumble in the big moments. Yes, I believe in momentum within a game, but, you know, last night's win, does it have any carryover to tonight? No. If Alec Marsh comes in and, you know, gets worked over in the first inning, last night's not going to do much. Now, what this team has learned about itself, you know, all of it, and you know, the first 83 games and the resiliency that this team has shown, the fact that they've come back against some of the best bullpens, if not the best bullpen in Major League Baseball. They've done it against the Yankees, against Cleveland. They've beaten great starters. They've snapped losing streaks. They've proved a lot to themselves, in my opinion. They've proven that we've been through just about every negative scenario that this game has to offer. Now the pressure's only mounting as we get ready for the final few months of the season. But, yeah, I'm not a big believer in momentum game to game. But I do think you can harken back to experiences, and those can pay dividends in the long run.
Right now we're talking to Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, just going through the Royals and their win yesterday against the Guardians, also taking a look ahead to the weekend. Vern, you watch this team every night. What are you noticing with the offense? I mean, since the last time that you and I have talked, they have gone 24 innings without scoring. They have then gone 15 innings without scoring, and they scored 2 runs yesterday. I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful about this team. You ain't winning too many 2-1 games against this Guardian team. What are you noticing with this Royals offense?
Really not all that much has changed, to be quite honest, other than, you know, Bobby's picking up a hit. Vinny and Salvi are not going over. That's really the only thing that's changed since the last time we talked. You were mired in an offensive skid 1-9. Now, if we're being honest, we could go back to April and talk about how the offense was Bobby, Salvi, you know, either Mike Hell or Vinny was going, but other than that, you had 3 bats going well, and you were hoping that 1 or 2 others could contribute on any given night. I think that's still the same. You show up to the game tonight, you expect Bobby and Salvi to be big, you expect Mike Hell or Vinny to have a nice night, and then you're just hoping that the rest of the guys can play their part, do their job, know their role, lay down the bunt, sacrifice, hit behind the runner, allow the scoreboard to dictate your approach at the plate. So to me, this offense, just like this bullpen, you can make the playoffs so long as you are middle of the road. The bullpen in the month of May was awful. The offense in the early part of June was brutal. But of late, that offense and that bullpen, they've climbed back up to the middle of Major League Baseball's ranks. And to me, that's why you're seeing a lot of winning, because this team's led by rotation, defense, and team speed. And all you need, like that 2014 team, just give me some league average offense, some league average bullpen, and the rest can do the heavy lifting.
Vern, are you better? Because, you know, the last postgame show that I listened to, you know, the night before, you know, the Royals lose a tough one, 2-1. I can only imagine the calls you were getting after a 2-1 Royals loss against the Marlins.
Oh, yeah.
And then they win the next day. I could hear it in your voice. You were still a little ticked off about the night before. Are you good now?
Well, I wasn't ticked off at the team. I was ticked off at the fans.
No, I got
it.
Trust me. You and I read the same text line. I know what you were feeling.
Yeah, I mean, there was one point I had an out-of-body experience, and I remembered listening to you and you screaming at the listener saying, "You make me do this." It was during Chiefs season, and that's exactly what I was saying. You guys are making me sound like a homer, because you say the stupidest things I've ever heard that I have to sound like I'm defending the team. So, yeah, I had a moment where I felt your pain when people want to panic about a Patrick Mahomes team in Week 3.
Yeah, no, I mean, sometimes you just I this is what I think kind of hurts the Royals, that is maybe a little different than the NFL. Like, we're just so we're so reactionary in the NFL because, like, every game matters, right? Like,
right.
I think a lot of it is just, you just have to, don't look at the divisional standings. Just click on wild card. And I think if you see that, I think people would just notice that the Royals are just in the same boat of so many different teams. And they're not just all small market teams. Like, Minnesota has 45 wins. Kansas City has 45 wins. Boston has 43 wins. Houston has 40 wins. Tampa Bay, like, this wild card race has a little bit of everything and everybody. That, sure, the Royals had played disappointing baseball. Sure, they are not the perfect team, but neither is Minnesota. Neither is Boston. Neither is Houston. That's why they're all in the wild card conversations.
And, you know, at the end of this weekend, C-Dot, to go back to what you and Rob were talking about as far as this weekend possibly being some sort of a buy-in from the city and from the fan base, a full buy-in. You know, come the end of this weekend, you might be looking at Cleveland and saying, they're not a perfect team. We can go toe-to-toe with them. We're on the same tier as Cleveland. I understand that for most of this season, and you've pointed out that, you know, Cleveland's up there with Baltimore and then the Yankees, the Dodgers, and the Phillies. Royals take 3 of 4. They send Cleveland home, losers of 4 of 6 in this series so far this year. You're 7 back with 7 to play against them, 7 games in a 10-day stretch coming up in late August. Yeah, at the end of this weekend, not only could you say, wow, there are a lot of teams bunched up in the wild card, but you could make the case that the Royals are just as good, if not better, than anybody in this division.
You're a little bit older than I am, so what are your Bo Jackson memories? Because everything that I've heard about Bo Jackson, just it sounds like Hercules. You know, from hearing former players talk about him, football players, baseball player, it didn't matter. Like, everybody sort of marveled at his athleticism, but I just never got the chance to see Bo Jackson play in real time. I've only seen the highlights. I'm guessing you had a chance to see him maybe at some point. What is your Bo Jackson recollection? What's your favorite story? What are your memories of Bo?
Well, the first is just the Nike commercial of him playing all the sports and all the other greats that were assigned to Nike appearing in those commercials. So the Bo knows. And I had the Bo Knows t-shirt, but when I think of watching him on the field, I think of him as a Raider and sadly as a White Sox. I was a big Chicago White Sox. I loved Frank Thomas as a kid. So when Bo Jackson went to Chicago, oh man, I was through the roof. I was a little young. I was 7, 8 when he was, 6, 7, 8 years old when he was in Kansas City. So, you know, a lot of that I learned, again, like I learned a lot of baseball history from Ken Burns Baseball, from Buck O'Neill, and the great story of, you know, hearing that sound. Josh Gibson, Babe Ruth, and, you know, went 50-some-odd years before he heard it again, and then it was right here with Bo Jackson taking batting practice. So the Bo Knows Nike commercial and then the great Buck O'Neill story from Ken Burns Baseball.
Yeah, I don't think that Bo, and I get it, right? Like, he was in his prime with the Kansas City Royals, so I get why, you know, that time, especially here locally, I get it. I don't think Bo gets enough credit for him at 30 years old with the White Sox. We're talking about after the serious hip injury. He had 16 home runs, 45 RBIs as a 30-year-old kind of spot player, fourth outfielder. There's just not a lot of people in baseball that would be able to do that given the very serious injury that he got playing football with the Raiders.
Had someone in the press box ask me yesterday, is there anyone I can compare Bo Jackson to, a modern athlete that I can compare him to? And I wanted to throw out a few names, but I couldn't, right? I mean, it's disingenuous to say that LeBron James is the same caliber athlete as Bo Jackson. I mean, I believe that LeBron is, but I haven't seen him do anything other than dominate the NBA for 20-some-odd years. I don't know who else would even be in the conversation other than LeBron, or maybe the, you know, best basketball player currently on the planet, but
yeah, I mean,
who else?
No, you're
right. Anybody else?
I mean, the only thing that you can say is even remotely close to that right now is Shohei. I know it's very different because he's only doing it in one sport, but when you look at his ability to hit and pitch, but for the most part, you know, hey, if you're Kyler Murray, we're not letting you do both. You either pick that you want to play baseball or you go and play quarterback in the NFL. We just don't allow, teams don't allow players to do this anymore.
But even, you know what? I mean, the names that you mentioned, solid, but the physicality, right? The physicality of Bo Jackson to go along with the speed and the grace that, you know, you marvel at that with Shohei, the fact that he is, you know, the best hitter on the planet. When he's right, he's one of the 10 best pitchers on the planet. He's one of the 10 fastest baseball players on the planet. Yeah, he's a freak, but I have a tough time imagining him lowering his shoulder and bowling over the bars at the goal line. It's that's why, to me, it's LeBron, maybe a tight end in the NFL. Pick your favorite tight end. But there just aren't many humans built with that type of speed like the great Vincent Bo Jackson had.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. Always happy to catch up with our Royals insider and get his thoughts on the Kansas City Royals. Vern, I appreciate you.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!